Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm just calling to conduct a quick survey about important issues in your area. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Thank you. Now, okay, perfect. English. Okay, now, does anyone or a member of your household work for a radio, television station, or a newspaper or advertising agency or a media outlet? No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. And which political party are you registered to vote? Republican, Democrat? Thank you so much.
Republican.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, or local officials or offices in United in Miami-Dade County? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote?
I'm going to vote.
So that's definitely going to vote. So you're definitely going to vote. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What is your main racial background? Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, or Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read them out to you. Is it housing and property insurance costs, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, crime and political safety, traffic and congestion, or inflation and the cost of things like gas or groceries, or corruption in county government?
Okay, there's two that I would like.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like the first one, which is housing and insurance.
And property insurance. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And the inflation, the one for food and all of that.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your opinion. Let's move forward here. Now, you will now be given a list of some political officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. So, please indicate if you are favorable, unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please indicate as well, please. So here goes the first one, Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
I would definitely vote for him.
So that's somewhat favorable or very favorable?
No, very favorable.
Very.
I'm a comfort.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate that. How about Rosana Cordero?
I don't know who she is.
Thank you so much. How about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very. Thank you so much. How about Joe Sanchez?
I don't know who he is.
Thank you so much. How about Francis Suarez?
No favorable.
So we're talking about somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. How about Jose Argu?
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. How about Mario Knapp?
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. How about Kevin Marino Cabrera?
I don't know.
Thank you. How about Ernesto Rodriguez?
I don't know.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward here. As you may know, 6 years ago, the constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local officials such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. So, in other words, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jose Aragu, Mario Knapp, Ernesto Rodriguez.
I don't know
Rosana
who they
Corbett.
Are.
All right.
I don't
so
know who they are.
Is it fair to say undecided?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote?
I don't
Joe
know any
Sanchez?
Of them.
All right.
I don't
so
even know any
go,
of them.
So fair enough, we're still going to go undecided?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cardero in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Jose Sanchez, Rosana Cardero, or another
Rosana
candidate?
Cardero. If he endorsed her, I would go with that one.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, Rosana, okay.
Thank this
shouldn't so
be
ma'am.
Too long because I was eating.
Ma'am, we're at 70%. We're almost done. Just
okay.
four more questions to be exact. Now, prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cardero in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Were you aware
no,
or unaware?
No, I didn't know that. You just told me.
Unaware. Thank you so much. Now, you will now be given a statement about Jose Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. So, here goes the statement. Jose Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is proud product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade County College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a nonsense approach to criminal if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything I just read, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosana Cardero?
Rosana.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, you will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosana Cardero. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. So, one candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has given in Miami for over 50 years.
No. You don't need to ask me anything else because Trump has endorsed Rosana. So I would vote for Rosana. If he endorsed her, I would go with whatever Trump says.
That's a very powerful opinion, and I respect that. So I'm going to move forward. And this question I cannot skip because I am being recorded. So, one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez or Rosana Cardero?
Rosana Cardero.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes. The first one, if you were label yourself, what would you label yourself? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I really don't know. I don't have any favoritism.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Trade school.
So we're speaking of college, graduate, with associate 2 years, 4 years?
No,
or
no. When I graduated from high school, I went to commercial college.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, yes, it does say here, trade school. So, okay, thank you so much. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian,
Cuban.
Venezuelan.
I'm Cuban.
Thank you so much. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English?
Both. Mostly Spanish, but we speak both.
Okay. Thank you so much, man. This concludes our survey. I told you I wasn't going to take too much of your time, but I appreciate your time, and your opinion does matter to us. You have a great rest of the night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.